Emerging Enterprise Awards 2022 on Money FM 89.3 is brought to you by OCBC and the Business Times.
Money FM 89.3. Thanks for joining us for this conversation where we are putting the spotlight on some of Singapore's most promising businesses. And no annual award better honours the bold ambition of Singapore's young businesses under 10 years old than the Emerging Enterprise Award, jointly organised by the Business Times, the Financial Daily under SPH, as well as OCBC Bank. Now this year, 2022, marks 15 years of the award's celebration of business innovation, resilience and excellence in SMEs, the bedrock of the Singapore economy. Since 2008, the award has been empowering startups and young enterprises with both recognition and resources to take flight and achieve stellar growth. Today, we chat with one of the 15 finalists in contention for this year's award to find out what makes them tick. We have in the studio with us Samuel Tay, co-founder and CEO of Plasma Science. Thanks for joining me, Samuel.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so you are in the market when it comes to air sanitizers, and Plasma Science actually is a spin-off from A-Star. Walk us through how this got started for you.
Well, we were introduced, I was introduced to a team of scientists from A-Star. They were actually working, they were part of the COVID task force sometime middle of last year, 2020. When we met, we were discussing ways to mitigate and what are the technologies available. And then we showed them some technologies like a co-plasma technology. And then they were excited. After they did some tests, they were excited that this technology works. It was amazing because they liked the fact that it was safe for the environment, it was safe for people, and then while removing virus and bacteria.
Okay, you mentioned an interesting phrase, cold plasma technology. What does it mean?
Well, cold plasma technology is something the nature is already doing. During lightning, when you're close to waterfalls, under sunlight, there's actually cold plasma ions being emitted in nature. We are using this same cold plasma ions, or bringing it indoors. We use our technology with a special condenser that has been developed, okay, to emit, to actually mimic the sunlight's cold plasma ions.
Oh, give us an idea what that actually does, because I imagine it's more beneficial than what's in the market right now.
Correct. So with two technologies, one which we actually licensed from A-Star, which is the electrostatic plates, graphene electrostatic plates, and coupled with the cold plasma technology, we are able to reduce viral load in an built environment as fast as 2 minutes. We reduce 50% of viral load.
So you managed to use the technology and apply in the air sanitizer product.
Yes, this product does not only sanitize the air, but it also sanitizes the surface in the environment.
Okay, and you zeroed in on this technology and managed to apply in your air sanitizer product. Of course, there are many products out there in the markets. Give us an idea how different it is.
Our products are very different because we are not HEPA-based. HEPA-based products are basically the typical air purifiers now in the market, available in the market, are basically HEPA-based.
It's HEPA filter-based.
HEPA filter-based. So HEPA filter and a fan. So you have to change the HEPA regularly. The filters regularly, otherwise it becomes secondary pollutants. We wanted to move away from that. So that's why we came together to develop something that's different. Our filters are washables, our graphene filters are washables, and also they are very effective against, when compared to a HEPA filter. We also couple it with cold plasma ions. So this special unique blend of cold plasma ions along with our graphene filters, we created the technology called the Safe Air Dome technology.
Ah, Safe Air Dome technology. Yes. So this is something you came up with. What is it?
Well, basically, the name speaks for itself. Safe Air Dome, basically, when you use our product, we actually create a safe air dome for the people in the environment.
Okay, when you talk about your product, so it's a bit of a small device you can put at home, and you've got something for industrial users as well?
Yes. We actually, the first two products that we came out with is called the Trident Mini and Trident Plus. Basically, we developed this so that it can be a compact and a mobile air and surface sanitizer that can be deployed anywhere. You know, in the built environment. So we had a mission to use this product to be deployed in workplaces when the economy reopens, and also in household when people want to have clean and safe air. So we developed this product for easy deployment. As we go along, we develop new solutions for built environments, for buildings, to be installed in the centralized air conditioning units. So we can install our products in our solution in AHU, deploy them in leaves and also in toilets, so we can reduce the virus and the bacteria.
So something inside. For centralized air conditioning in workplaces as well, like you pointed out. So when you look at the production landscape right now, there's so many disruptions to the supply chain. How hard has it been getting this to market? You just launched it.
Yeah, actually, we had the intention to launch this in March, much earlier than June. We wanted to do it in February and sometime in March, but we were faced with the shortage of raw material. We were faced with long shipping time, so we couldn't get our raw mat in time to assemble for assembly. So when it reaches us finally in May, that's where we started our launch. In June.
Yeah, where does it come from? Where do all the parts?
Oh, our parts come from China and also from Europe.
And it's all assembled in Singapore?
In Singapore, yes.
And in terms of the pricing models, what have you decided on?
Trident Mini is $899 for, that's the recommended retail price. And for the Trident Plus, which covers a wider area, is going at $1,299.
Are you seeing a surge or I guess increase in demand for these products, especially with the COVID-19 cases, you know, still continuing to be a concern?
Yeah, absolutely. Every time there's a wave, our sales will surge. So, understandably, everyone is worried. That's the reason why we created the product, we developed the product.
All right, we're in conversation with Samuel Tay. He's the co-founder and CEO of Plasma Science, the guys behind the Trident brand for air sanitizers, which specializes using the cold plasma technology. Now, Samuel, let's talk about the emerging Enterprise Awards judging process. So you've just been through it. Walk us through what it was like for you.
Well, the preparation was the hardest to prepare for a 15-minute, very concise business introduction, product introduction, and then to business plan, business model. So 15 minutes was actually a very short time. So we did a lot of rehearsing. We did a lot of revision to our deck. And finally, when the day comes, my first 2 minutes were very nervous. Yeah, so it was...
First 2 minutes only?
First 2 minutes, I got into action. So into the action, I was a little bit more relaxed.
Any tough questions during the session?
Well, I think I'm quite lucky.
So well prepared.
Well prepared. Yeah. So
was there any positive takeaways from it? Do you learn anything through the judging?
Oh yes, absolutely. The positive takeaway is that it actually dawned on me that I should be preparing myself for such sessions more often to be more prepared, so that I can articulate my speech better and my pitch better. Yeah, otherwise, we will be going on and on in circles. So that's a good... I think for me, I learned quite a lot during the preparation part.
How much do they talk about future plans? Where does the company go from here?
Well, we are looking into expanding our reach into the global markets. We have started in Singapore and we think that we have very good results. And all our customers have feedback. We have received very positive feedback, even from teachers, from principals of childcare centres. They say that less children get sick and also no more outbreak of HFMD and also COVID. So that's how we develop our product. And we are very excited that going forward, we will be able to reach out to the global markets.
Yeah, talking about reaching out, what's your plan for reaching out in terms of marketing, distribution channels, investors?
Yeah, there are a few things that we are looking at now. We are looking for like-minded investors to help us reach the global markets. And we're also looking for investors that can help us to scale our production in Singapore. Right now, we have a small space of 2,000 square feet for our production and also for our technology center. So we need to improve, we need to further expand our production capabilities and our space, and also hire more people, more talented people, join us. For social marketing, we have also spent quite a lot on social media to increase our brand awareness. Yeah, we are surely looking into expanding our business overseas.
All right, a bright future ahead. And if you do win the OCBC Emerging Enterprise Awards, what will that mean to you and the company?
Well, I think that will create even more brand awareness for us, which we really, really need now. And we also hope that through this winning of this award, it will help us bring investors along, attract more investors, and so that we expand our business faster. I think time to market is very important. Right now, we have not been fast enough, I think. So we need to increase our speed. We need to accelerate a lot more.
Now, all the best for your future endeavors, Samuel.
We've been
chatting
with
Samuel Tay. He is the co-founder and CEO of Plasma Science.
Emerging Enterprise Awards 2022 on Money FM 89.3 is brought to you by OCBC and The Business Times. Recognizing business innovation, resilience, and excellence in SMEs, the bedrock of the Singapore economy.